Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The facade of Australia's Reserve Bank is getting some work. The federal government has agreed to 51 recommendations calling for cultural change and more transparency to the institution. Treasurer Jim Chalmers explains the purpose of the changes.
This is about learning from the past to strengthen the Reserve Bank for the future. This is about bolstering the independence of the Reserve Bank, not diminishing its independence. And my goal here throughout is a world-class central bank which is more effective, more transparent, and more independent, calling on more expertise to make its important decisions.
Learning from the first independent review of the bank since the 1980s, recommending the establishment of a separate monetary policy board focused on setting interest rates, including the governor, deputy governor, treasurer secretary, and six external members who'd serve five-year terms, to meet 8 times a year instead of 11, allowing more time to consider advice and for households to absorb any rate hikes. The governor is then required to hold a press conference after each meeting. Mr. Chalmers says the review found the RBA's communication hasn't always been clear or detailed enough.
Certainly, I think one of the themes that emerges from the review is how do we make sure that the views of the governor around the decision-making table can be tested, can be held up to the light, can be tested, that there are a range of views and perspectives applied to that. And so that is one of our objectives. Certainly the appointments we've made today are made in that light.
The existing board will still focus on the governance of the institution. Current RBA Governor Philip Lowe has welcomed the proposed changes and concedes mistakes have been made.
There is much less oversight of how I discharge my responsibilities to manage the RBA. I think it's true to say that from a number of perspectives, the current oversight arrangements of me as the Governor for managing the bank fall short of contemporary standards. So the proposed changes would help address this, and they would help me as Governor manage the bank and the many complex and important functions we undertake. So I support that change.
The 300-page report makes 51 recommendations, all agreed to by the government. Another change, to clarify its statutory monetary policy objectives by giving equal weight to stability of price and full employment. Dr. Lowe has warned Australians to be realistic.
I think the changes are positive, but I wouldn't overestimate that they will fundamentally change how the economy works. We're not suddenly going to be delivered 2.5% inflation every year. So it's an improvement, but you've got to be realistic here.
The Treasurer has also agreed to remove the government's veto power over RBA decisions. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the opposition has welcomed the decision.
I think what's essential in the recommendations is that there be real transparency and accountability around those decisions. I think it's positive to have the Governor talking about those decisions soon afterwards, making sure that they're well understood, making sure that they're well communicated. Many people have to make crucial decisions for their families, for their households and for their businesses on the back of the decisions that are made by the Reserve Bank. And so having absolute transparency around that is really crucial, and I very much welcome the recommendations in that area.
It's also recommended the new board have greater diversity to better reflect the impact on people feeling the cost of their decisions. 10 consecutive hikes in the last year.
What else have they got in their toolbox besides raising interest rates?
Well, I don't think they're thinking about the people. I think they're just thinking about what they can bring in money. Because in the end, it's all about money now.
If interest rates continue to rise, we could be in a lot of trouble. So, yeah, it's certainly on the brain.
They always say something, but they're doing something different. This is what they do, so.
Governor Lowe's term expires in September, and the government won't decide whether he'll be reappointed until the middle of the year. Despite a critical review, he says he'll seek another term.
Well, it's a great honour and it's a great privilege to have the job that I have, and I would say it's also a great responsibility. It's entirely up to the government whether I continue to serve in this role after September. If I was asked to continue, I would. If I'm not asked to continue, I'll find another way to contribute to Australian society.
These proposed changes will require legislation, which the government intends to have in place by July next year. Kira Hain, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.